I'm Aoife Murr. I am a political correspondent for the Irish Examiner, and I was born and reared in Derry City.
When you look at your Twitter bio, straight away it is dairy product. You're getting that out there straight away. And I love that, because I suppose, like, what does it mean to you to be able to say, I'm from Derry?
I think when you go to Derry, and anyone who goes to Derry for their holidays, the first thing they will tell you that they remember the most about Derry is the people. We are all a bit mad, but it's in a nice, friendly kind of way. Derry people will slag you off in a friendly way, even if you're a stranger. So I think we have that kind of warm kind of friendliness, but also don't take ourselves too seriously and don't take other people too seriously either.
And we were annoyed is the word, that we missed Pats. We're in Derry and you're in Dublin, but you were in Derry. We just missed you.
So I go up every so often anyway, because my mammy would have a heart attack if I didn't. But I have been up for the last 2 weeks, so my accent is fully back to the mothership. I am fully Derry now, talking like a pure mucker, as we would say.
Yeah, that's the thing. We need to know some phrases that when we go out in the streets over the next couple of days, that we aren't taken aback and that we're not taking a hand off. That's going to happen anyways, but maybe less so if we have some of the lingo.
Yeah, so the thing that people notice first about Derry is that the word, we use the word yes as hello.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, so we wouldn't say sir, because that's for culties, but but it's, we would say yes, hi. And that's how Derry people say hello, is yes, hi.
So now we know.
I'm loving the acknowledgement of the of the culty divide even there, you know, as well. You're saying, look, don't be tiring me with any culty phrases. So we're in a situation now, we'll be getting something off you and we might meet a real life culty in Derry and they'll be like, sorry.
Yeah, they might be down doing their shopping or something. They do visit us now and again. They do their shopping in the big city.
How far out of Derry City do you have to be acknowledged as a culty or branded one?
Anywhere past the hospital.
Wow. That, okay. So Auchmagelvin, after that, you're a culty. That's not very far.
No, it's not. We're very, very particular.
Yeah.
But I think past the hospital, as soon as you hit Drumahoe, to study people, you're a culty.
How can you be an award-winning political correspondent and also so much crack at the exact same time? Like, the two don't go hand in hand.
Breaking Golfgate in 2020 and then just being gas crack.
Then, teaching us phrases like this.
The general what's the crack is the main one. And the answer is always nothing much, even if your life is falling apart. If you ask a dairy person what's the crack, they'll say, oh, nothing much. But really, they could be getting a divorce and their hair is falling out, but they're not going to give you any other response. Then you'll get, what do you tell ye? Which means, I have to tell you something. So you'll say nothing much, and then you'll say, what do you tell ye? Or, did you hear? And then that's how the conversation will progress.
Brilliant. I love it. Delicacies then, because we know from Derry Girls about cream horns, but there are other ones that maybe you hold closer to your hearts that you don't want outsiders to know, or else we just haven't researched enough.
We have a special delicacy. Every chippy in Derry, or chipper, as they say in the Republic. But in every chippy in Derry, they do their own version of a thing that's called a chicken box. And it is the most perfect meal that I can think of. So the base layer is chips. On top of chips, now this is where it'll vary from chippy to chippy, but the general rule is shredded Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Mm.
Then you'll get some, if depending on how healthy you're feeling, you can ask for fried peppers and onions. And then on top of that goes cheese, melted cheese,
right.
And then garlic sauce and chili sauce. It is magnificent.
Aoife, why do more people not know about this?
I haven't actually seen it outside of Derry. Like, they don't do them in Belfast, as far as I know. I haven't seen them in Donegal. So as far as I'm aware, the chicken box has remained solely in BT48, BT47. It's our thing.
Could you estimate how many of them you've had? I mean, is it a thing that it's not a proper visit home for you until you've eaten the chicken box? Or what's the story with that?
The story I always tell people with chicken boxes is my best friend is from Belfast and I brought her to Derry and she was quite hungover and she tasted her first chicken box and I tell you no word of a lie, she ate two in one day.
I'm loving it.
She knew she was going back to Belfast. She might get one for a few months. So she's like, yes, another one, please.
Yeah, and you don't, I actually don't eat more. I think about the amount of calories that's in it, what it's doing to your insides. But it is also, it's a drunk person delicacy. I don't know if I've ever eaten one sober. But yeah, I probably have actually. But it is definitely at the end of the night, you will see people scattered around Waterloo Street, like soldiers after a war, huddled around a chicken box with maybe two or three people eating from the same chicken box.
Dave, this could be the next progression in our working relationship, the two of us sharing a chicken box. I might reach 11 o'clock.
Well, what night do you want to? Do you want to do it tonight? Do you want to do it Thursday night, Friday night? Go out for a few and then test the chicken box and see what happens. One thing that we have heard about is Jerry from Derry told us, ironic, I know, was the sausage roll bap.
Oh my word, a sausage roll bap. No, that's something he eats sober. So a sausage roll bap, the only real variation is what sauce you take on it. But the sausage roll bap is a hot, crispy sausage roll inside a buttered bap. And then it's your own preference with red sauce or brown sauce. I'm a red sauce person. I used to go out with a fella from Scotland. I brought him to Derry. He had a sausage roll bap and he said it was the stodgiest thing he's ever eaten in his life. And that's a Scottish person. So we've definitely hit a new peak there. But a sausage roll bap, unreal. In any bakery you go on, the, it's not a weird thing to ask. They'll do a tree.
Okay, so it's not one particular place.
No. No, it's any bakery will do them. You will not be looked at in any weirdness if you ask for a sausage roll bap.
The description of stodgy. It means heavy, filling, and high in carbohydrates.
That is exactly what we want. You don't, we need it to keep us going. High energy for you days, Dave.
Aoife Moore, political correspondent for the Irish Examiner, a dairy product. You can find her on Twitter at Aoife Grace Moore. Still can't get over for how someone can be a political correspondent and also so much crack at the same time. But then, that's Derry.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.